What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness, from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. I'm everywhere. If this is your first time seeing the dread-headed guy, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I've been in psychotherapy for the last almost 4 years, since October of 2017. I've been in there. I've been putting the work in. That's why I'm bringing you. That's why I'm here today, sitting in front of you or talking on the mic in front of you. The point of my entire platform, entire channel, is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and to also validate the victims and survivors of the disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be a special episode, guys. Narcissists on their birthdays and upcoming, like, the events leading up to their birthdays, the time leading up to their birthdays. Because guess what? Tomorrow, July 14th. It's my birthday. July 14th, 1985, mental illness was born. Lee Hammack was born. And his twin brother was born as well. I have a twin brother, too. If you didn't know that, now you know it. And no. My twin brother is not a narcissist. Just be a case study for y'all in a few years. but birthdays are always weird for me. My wife was trying to get me to, she asked me the other day, she was like, if I have a cookout or whatever with your friends and people over here, are you going to be okay with it? I was just like, look, I literally just want to just chill on my birthday. Like, I just feel like tomorrow is my chill day, because like my calendar year, my brain runs from birthday to birthday, you know, and I'm just trying to, in my mind, just like get it all out of my system. I like to reflect on my past year. How far did I come? Did I come far enough? The answer to the second question is always going to be no. I didn't come far enough. Like, even though I smashed my goals or whatever, you may like literally smashed my goals. Like, I calculated how much money I made between last birthday and this birthday. Whoa, I did it very. You know what I mean? I've had a very good year. You know what I mean? From birthday to birthday, I had a daughter. I made a lot of money. TikTok. Like, I went from whatever on TikTok last July, probably had, what, 10,000, 20,000 people on TikTok. Now it's 578,000 people on my TikTok account right now. It's just, like, people, like, not a lot of people, but people know who I am. Like, things are going well. My wife came back home. She's been home. She's happy. We've had another baby. Marriage is going good. The kids are healthy and happy and stuff like that. And it just, you know, my brain is just, is always on, focus on, like, what's next. You know, I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I've been feeling in this mode for the last, you know, like about a week, because I knew my birthday was coming up. The last about a week or so, I just been all kind of just disconnected, because I'm trying to refocus my energy, because I know tomorrow is my new year. Like, today is like New Year's Eve for me. You know what I mean? So tomorrow is still gonna be the start of my new year, and I want to start the year off right. New goals and action, like, you know, new year, new me. So that's what my July 14th is, always my new year, new me goal. So I don't know if like the narcissist in your life that you've been dealing with, or possibly, like, I know birthdays and holidays in general can be weird when you're, you know, just overall dealing with a narcissistic person or a possible narcissist or whatever, you know what I mean? Toxic person, you know. So, so I just know that can be a weird and touchy situation when you're dealing with that. Like, I try to keep my energy up, because I can see it in my wife's face that she hates my birthday. She just literally hates it. She said it a couple times today. She's just like, I cannot wait for your birthday to be over. What can I do? What do you want for your birthday? But you know, I don't want gifts. I don't need gifts, because I feel like this is just not with my wife. I just always felt like if you give me a gift, I feel like I owe you something. I hate feeling like I owe somebody anything, you know? And I don't want my energy, like, y'all, because I've been in therapy, because I'm self-aware, I don't want my energy to be like this. You know what I mean? I don't want my energy to be like just this energy that I'm bringing to the table today. I just don't want it. But it's just part of the personality disorder. I can't just shake it. You know what I mean? I have to process it. You know, Les Brown said some things you go through, G-O, you go through, and other things you grow through, G-R-O-W. And this thing I'm doing right now, my birthday every year, I feel like I'm growing through it. Because I don't even want gifts. I don't want gifts. I don't want anything. My wife, like, I've been doing my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot. And my wife was like, can you not plan any one-on-ones after a certain time? Because my son, my four-year-old, is into birthdays. You know, he's super into birthdays and right now. So he wants to have a little, blow some candles and sing and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, cool. If that's what he wants to do, you know, so I'm making compromises and stuff like that. So I'm compromising now. It used to be just like a totalitarian on my birthday. It's just like, nope, nothing. I don't want anything. Don't, you know, just chill. I just want to chill. That's what I tell her. I just want to chill. Like, and that's all I want. Because her birthday, my birthday is July 14th. Hers is July 31st. So Cancer and the Leo, if that's what y'all interested in. If you're interested in the astrological aspects of it, then Cancer and Leo, that's where we are right now. But my birthday is just like, I don't know, I haven't done anything for my birthday lately. And like back in the day, I think like when I was younger, I used to party hard on my birthday. It was like my birthday, like celebrating, like, yeah, let's get it in. And you know, that's just how it was when I was younger. But now it's just like, I feel like for so long I've been ruining birthdays and holidays and stuff like that. And I feel like my punishment right now is just like this mood I'm in. Like, you know, because my energy's always been low around Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving and anything family-oriented and big events and commercialized, Valentine's Day, any holiday, I've been kind of negative on. I don't scream and fight and yell on holidays. That's not my style. I know your narcissistic ex or current partner or whatever might do that, but mine is just kind of separating myself from it. I just kind of like to get away from everybody and just chill and just, you know, be by myself on holidays. And it's not how it used to be. Like, I remember when I was younger, we used to go Thanksgiving, grandma's house, you know, or my aunt's house, Christmas, my aunt's house, my grandma's house, or whatever, you know what I mean? But my aunt passed away, my grandma's passed away, everybody's gone, you know? So I feel like right now in my current life, I feel like my life is finite. You know what I mean? The invincible narcissist has a, you know, there is an end. And, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm getting close to it. You know, I don't feel like I'm dying right now. Of course not. I don't want to, you know, die. I'm not going to unalive myself. Don't worry about that, y'all, because I would not do that, you know. But it's getting to the point now, it's just like, I don't know. Like, and I just know it. And I don't want to make my wife sad, because I know she likes birthdays and stuff like that. She wants to throw a party. So we'll throw a party for her birthday or something, you know, make it up for her, because her birthday is 17 days after mine. So I'll do something big for her birthday. But my birthday is just like, I like to reflect and chill. I know I should probably compromise and let her do something. I'm working towards that, y'all. And I know she thinks she knows that I'm working towards that. I'm getting better. So next year we'll have a party, you know, and everybody's going to be invited because we're going to be famous and everybody's going to know who we are. Not, because like I said, I've had a great year, y'all. Literally a great year. It just still doesn't, you know. It's just that feeling of what's next. I've had a great year. 35 was an excellent year. Ups and downs, highs and lows. I read the Bible, you know, bought an investment property, bought a laundromat, like done some incredible stuff for my life. But still, what is next? What comes next? You know what I mean? Because you know, age 40 is right around the corner. I'm closer to 40 than I am to 30 now. I know if you're looking at this on YouTube, I know I don't look it. I know I don't look it. I know I don't look like I'm 36. I know. I'm kidding. Don't come on here and you ain't such a narcissist, Lee. Lee, you are a narcissist. And that was very narcissistic of you to say that about yourself and how you look and stuff. I'm like, look, I'm a narcissist. What do you expect me to say? I tell people that all the time. People come on my page and like, that was such a narcissistic answer. I'm like, did you read my bio? Did you skip past the first 30 seconds of the intro when I said I'm a diagnosed narcissist? I mean, you're going to get narcissistic answers, folks. You're just going to get them, and it's going to come in hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. You got to eat it within 5 minutes or it's going to be cold and not ready. Cold and ready. It'll still be cold and ready. It'll be cold and ready, not hot and ready, you know. So I don't know what it is about birthdays. My wife mentioned it earlier. She just said, what did she say earlier? She said she thinks that internally I feel like I don't deserve to be happy at my birthday, like because of the stuff I've done in my past and stuff like that, or what I've been through and things like that, or something. Like she just said that she feels like I don't. She thinks in my brain I don't deserve to be happy at my birthday, which I like. Yeah, I'm internally happy. I'm just like, look, I had a great year. Any like a lot of people on this planet would kill for the year I had, but you know the social media glow up. The real estate, how like hit 100 houses sold. You know what I mean? I'm like doing it, you know, acting checks coming in. I'm just like, yo, people know who my face, they see me in public and know who I am. You know what I mean? I'm just like, yo, what is going on? It's kind of unbelievable. I think it's kind of surreal. you know. And I think the narcissist, like, I know a part of y'all listening to this and like, that sound, you sound just like my narcissist, the ex or my husband or my wife. You sound like them right now. You know, I'm just allowing y'all to step inside my mind brain right now. My mind brain. This is an inner peak, you know what I mean? And plus, this is kind of like me getting it out of my system, because this is my system. Like, I tell people this all the time when I'm doing my one-on-ones, is that, like, when you internalize stuff, it starts to, like, if you internalize things that you're not happy with, things that you're not satisfied with, things that, you know, you're just holding it, if you internalize it and you don't talk to anybody about it, it can literally start to poison you and make you sick, unhappy, and create, you know, a lot of unnecessary stress and animosity in your life. So if you are a narcissist dealing with what I'm dealing with right now, get it out of your system. Talk to somebody about what's going through your head right now. Why are you not happy on your birthday when you had a successful year? Why are you not happy around Christmas? Everybody is joyous and happy. Why you don't want to get together with family on Thanksgiving or whatever? Or you could be the exact opposite. You could just go crazy on the holidays and you could be like this. Because I used to be the opposite. Like, I used to go all out for other people. And whatever they got me wouldn't be enough. Whatever they did for me wouldn't be enough. So I would make them feel bad for not giving me enough. You know, so I've been on the other end of the spectrum too. I just shift. You know what I mean? But like I said, I'm getting to that point now where I'm just like, I'm feeling better though. It's getting better. I'm getting better. Therapy. My birthday's on the 14th. I have a therapy session Friday at 9:30 in the morning. So we're going to see. We're going to work through this thing, y'all. I'm working through it. And that therapy session is going to be fire, because I'm going to tell her everything I've done, everything I've succeeded with, everything I've failed. I might not share the failures. I might just share the failures more than the successes, because that's what I focus on most. The success is great, but I focus on the failures of how I could have fixed them. Because, you know, man, I could be so much farther if I wouldn't have did this. Birthday to birthday. That's just me joking around. I'm not manic, y'all. I promise I'm not. Anyway, y'all. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So, happy birthday to Mr. Damon Lee Hammack, Mental Illness Lee Hammack, whatever you know me as. If you're in the North, I'm about to start traveling too, y'all. I think another, I'm getting cabin fever because I haven't traveled in a very, very long time. I used to be part of one of those MLMs, whatnot, network marketing companies, World Ventures, and all I used to do was travel. But now I haven't traveled since way before COVID because I started this grind. So, coming to a city near you sometimes. I'm going to start doing meetups and stuff like that, meeting new people. Because I haven't hung out with my friends forever. You know, man, just be me and my wife and kids and, you know, partner Omar. It just, you know, I got to fly somewhere, y'all. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all have a great, great day. It's been great talking to y'all. Thank y'all for a great year. Thank y'all for allowing me into y'all's lives and allowing me to share my story with y'all. It really means a lot to me. Hope I help y'all as much as y'all help me, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn from y'all, I promise. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out.